USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is defending his administration's response to the growing baby formula shortage in the United States.
This is a process. We're working on it very, very hard. There's nothing more urgent we're working on than that right now, and I think we're going to be making some significant progress very shortly.
Speaking at the White House, he said the response must be both cautious and speedy. Republicans have accused the Biden administration of being late and slow since this problem was on their radar back in February. Trump-era pandemic restrictions on illegal immigrants seeking asylum in the United States will stand for now. That's a ruling from a judge hearing the case involving the temporary restraining order against ending Title 42. The judge adding a decision will be made before May 23rd. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
There's a plot twist in Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis explains.
Elon Musk said Friday morning his deal to buy Twitter is on hold, but added he remains committed to the acquisition. Musk wants to confirm the information that fake accounts make up less than 5% of users. Musk's acquisition of the social media platform was agreed to last month with a price tag of $44 billion. As of Friday morning, Twitter was worth about $35 billion.
A huge pro-abortion rights rally is set for the National Mall in Washington, D.C. this week. An estimated 17,000 people are expected to turn out for Saturday's rally to protest the possible overturning of the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision. An illegally leaked draft opinion from the nation's highest court suggested Roe v. Wade may be overturned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, authorities in Huntington Park, California, say they seized over 150,000 counterfeit oxycodone pills, which are believed to contain fentanyl. Police also seized 94 pounds of methamphetamines and 2 kilograms of powdered fentanyl, which authorities estimate totals more than $3 million in street value. Former DEA agent Derek Maltz says until we get the border problem fixed, drugs are going to continue flowing across the U.S.-Mexico border.
Mexican cartels are very greedy. They're taking advantage of the weak security at the border. And unfortunately, we have a lot of addicted people in America. We have young kids as young as 13 that are going on social media buying this poisonous fentanyl and dying in their bedrooms.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And finally, ...165 miles an hour in a 75 mile per hour zone. That's what one driver was busted for in Oklahoma. An Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper pulling over the Dodge Challenger Hellcat recently on the H.E. Bailey Turnpike, calling his actions extremely dangerous. The driver was fined $449. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.